Welcome to Figmentalism.com. This place was created August 6, 2009, and is the home of a philosophy that was coined about 3 years ago. I say coined because it has been around for all of written history, known by a variety of names, but none so appropriate as Figmentalism. In classical history, or classical philosophy, I should say, it has been referred to as idealism and usually prefixed or otherwise constrained by a variety of qualifications. Most idealist philosophers entertained other ideas either before or after their pronouncements on idealism, and few persisted in the true exploration and acceptance of the spirit of the topic. The word Figmentalism has been used previously by some authors to loosely refer to one who imagines things on a regular basis. This is quite accurate in some senses of the word usage today. Idealism is a bit of a misnomer in that it now refers to one who is idealistic as opposed to one who contemplates the philosophy that reality is composed of ideas. When INTS, the Institute of Non-Theoretical Science, that is, first expressed the use of a new term to replace idealism, it was not recognized by mainstream media, philosophy, or usage, and was not found in any online dictionaries. Figmentalism was not even considered a word by the world online, and suggestions by INTS were ignored when the word was asked to be included in encyclopedias and dictionaries. Fortunately, all that has changed, and both the university that created it and the new reference have been adopted by search engines, and the rest of the academic world will follow accordingly. Well, enough about the word itself. Ancient religions, which may have been more like philosophies than true religions, and quite possibly all the early forms of moral guidance, understood, as is written in the Hindu Vedas, that all is illusory. And many, like Buddhism, refer to venture too far into it so as to not upset the universal balance of things and go where philosophy could not explain the duplicity that is both apparent and somehow required by life. We seem to live in a material world in which we deteriorate and eventually die. Yet, there is a spiritual nature to life that defies this whole idea, and the two constitute a considerable dichotomy. Dualism is the most predominant philosophy in use today, and the idealists are outvoted almost universally in Western and European educational systems. It's pretty hard to study things under the microscope if you understand that you create the very things that you see the very second that you are looking at them. So education, by definition, cannot accept Figmentalism. We feel that the schools could at least teach it properly as an alternative thinking system, or at least a broader base of knowledge. And to that end, INTS and its director, Namron Sor, are dedicated. This website and the .coms, Real Rufus and Namron Sor, were primarily created to foster better relationships among humankind and improve stewardship of this planet. We espouse the higher forms of the altruistic way under the original guidance of James Norman Owen, father of Namron Sor, who is Ross Norman Robert Owen. Namron Sor is his pen name. Altruism, by our definition, is the placing of others before your own needs and universally taught in all moral systems. There is no value in your world if you are alone. Others are your primary need and should be your primary concern, not yourself. There is, however, no religion nor beliefs in Figmentalism, and one is not required to accept anything that is not already known by our universal subconscious. The human mind has the seeming ability to understand things that both cannot be expressed nor have any merit in common sense. The most obvious is our understanding of the universe. We have concocted a theory of evolution that begins with our present situation of a myriad of planets and stars, and freely discuss the physical properties of these bodies without any concept at all of where or how such a material universe could be contained or uncontained. In other words, how do you describe the edge of space, or the only other material alternative being the infinite size of a universe that has no edges? There are a variety of mental tricks that seem to allow you to contemplate these things, but they cannot be expressed or written down as a coherent theory unless unknowns are used, such as the word infinite, which means nothing at all. The two main problems that confound material science are the space in which to place reality and the origin of the materials that compose it. Any theory at all, be it religious theology or scientific theory, has no merit whatsoever, yet we seem to be able to comprehend these impossibilities. Western schools thrive on this nonsense and completely or mostly ignore the truly figmental nature of reality. This site brings a considerable offering to the old schools of idealism and the Vedas. For one thing, it does not allow any other philosophies to be entertained, but they are welcome as mental exercises. Mathematics enthusiasts will be disappointed to know that the true nature of reality cannot be contained in an equation, nor can any of its laws be proved or disproved by such method. String theorists have all but abandoned the non-ethereal nature of the true universe and now seem to espouse some magical concept that is quite beyond their usual quest of quarks and muons, predicting their imminent, if not consummate, destruction. We have entered a new age, and oddly it happens about the time of the historic 2012. Many of us have already begun this transformation, so the year itself may only denote a wider acceptance of our universal responsibility to some other controlling force other than our banking system, corrupt politics, and the war machine. This controlling force that I speak of is simply the democracy of the web and general need for our populace to take over from the aforementioned damaging systems of government. To this end, we hope to help coordinate the restructuring of society and history. Naturally, there is a practical side to this philosophy, and it comes in the form of revising our basic habits, such as our penchant to call some things garbage, which perhaps most of our products eventually become anyways. The web itself, or the telephone industry, is fostering a new age of consensus in which we begin to agree on a grassroots level to things that will eventually benefit both our environment and sister brotherhood generally. Naturally, there will be much objection to this change by the powers that be, but it cannot be stopped since the road we are on globally from an environmental point of view is utterly disastrous. A river of plastic waste is choking its way across our oceans, to mention only one event that is utterly preventable by judicious use of materials in production. Legislation to prevent this is not working, and the political system's checks and balances are dysfunctional and need replacement. E-waste is routinely sent to China in sea containers, where environmental rules can be thwarted by lack of supervision, and the whole problem simply relates back to the irresponsibility of corrupt manufacturing procedures where recycling of raw materials is largely ignored. A manufacturer has the innate responsibility to guarantee the maintenance of our raw material base, as well as the creation of non-polluting devices only. On the non-practical side of figmentalism, we have the philosophies of non-theory and anti-theory that are both well-defined and offered to our educators as the foundational underpinnings of the laws of reality and its offshoots, entitic science and non-real entitic science. These undergo changes periodically and develop slowly into our understanding of our true nature as humans, and finally, Couple religious theocracy with practical existence. Lastly, the absolute nature of this following is explored. As we contemplate the simple truism, we exist, which can only be questioned through our unique mental abilities as human beings, since asking the question proves the statement. Do not hesitate to use any part of the works herein, as they are public domain and bear no restriction. INTS is a free university and virtual in nature, has no budget, no needs one, is green, ecumenical, ethical, and humanist. Namron Sor.